Jesus charged his apostles to make disciples of all the nations. In Matthew 28, verses 18 and 19, he tells his apostles to baptize them under his authority. He said in this passage, beginning in verse 18, that all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. He says, teach them to observe all that he had commanded them. Verse 20. He says, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So we learn here that we are to baptize people and make disciples, and then we must continue teaching them. So the question that begs to be asked now is, are you a disciple of Jesus Christ? Have you been baptized under his authority? Matthew 28 and verse 18. You see, the mindset of a disciple was displayed when Jesus called upon Peter, when Jesus was teaching at the Sea of Galilee in Luke chapter 5. In verses 1 through 3, we read, so it was as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, or Galilee, and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When Jesus called on Peter to let down the net in verses 4 and 5, this is when he had stopped speaking to the multitude. And he said to Simon in verse 4, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. But Simon answered him and said, Master, we have toiled all night and have caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. I want you to focus on that phrase. Nevertheless, at your word. When Jesus called on Peter to lay down his net, in verses 10 through 11, we see, and so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men. So when they had brought their boats to the land, they forsook all and followed him. You see what it means to be a disciple then, to forsake all and follow Christ. Did you notice the mindset of the disciple here in Peter? So we see the mindset of a disciple as we've just noticed. Peter's willingness to do the Lord's word in letting down the nets, first of all. Jesus instructed Peter to let down his net. Remember, he said in verse 4, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Peter didn't think it was a good idea. Didn't think it would do any good. Remember, he said, Master, we have toiled all night and have caught nothing. They had been fishing all night. The nets were empty. This was their livelihood. They were frustrated. They were tired. And wouldn't a fisherman know more about fishing than a carpenter? And yet Peter said, nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. Verse 5. Though he didn't think it was going to work, and it defied common sense, we see the result of the Lord's word here. In verses 6 through 8, we back up a little bit. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. You see, the catch was so overwhelming for one net, and even more than that for two boats. And Peter was aware of his own sinfulness. Again here, we see the mindset of a disciple. Nevertheless, at your word, I will. Now, in laying down the net, he and his co-workers, that is Simon, and his co-workers were astonished at how successful it was. We pick up in verse 9, and it says, for he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Jesus then reassured Peter and then called him and his partners to follow him as disciples. We pick up in verse 10 of Luke 5, and we notice in Simon, and Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid, for from now on you will catch men." So when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him. Though they didn't think that he could be of any good. Remember, Peter said, "I am a sinful man, O Lord." And though it meant leaving behind his successful business as well as his family. You see, Peter left his wife, at least for the time being, according to Luke 4 and Luke 18 and 1 Corinthians 9. James and John had left their father, according to Matthew 4, verses 21 and 22. And yet the text says they left all and followed Jesus. You see, that's the result of doing the Lord's word. The Lord called them to even greater service, according to Luke 6, verses 13 and 14. And they would receive even greater rewards than just catching fish, according to Luke 22, verses 28 through 30. Now that's the mindset of a disciple. "Nevertheless, at your word, I will." Now Peter, together with James and John, shows us the attitude that must be the character of a disciple of Jesus. A willingness to do whatever the Lord says, no matter the cost, even when we don't understand it. You know, I had a discussion several years ago with a fellow while we were working on a machine in a factory, and we talked about baptism, and we talked about obeying the gospel. And here he says, "I see that what you're saying is the truth, but I can't do what you're saying because it would condemn my granny and papa." Peter and John and James were willing to do whatever it took to follow Jesus. Now we have to have our willingness to do the Lord's word in becoming his disciple. We may not think it would do any good. We might think we're too sinful, but Jesus calls sinners in Luke chapter 5 to follow him. Even the rankest of sinners can serve him, according to 1 Corinthians 6. And we are to follow him above all things in life, whether it be family, whether it be work, or whether it be self. And Jesus must come before family and even self. You can reference that to Luke 14 verse 26, Matthew 10 verse 37, in Luke chapter 9, verses 23 through 26. Jesus has got to come before our jobs as well, according to Luke 14, 16 through 24. Now, for those who are willing to follow him, the rewards are great. They're great in this present time and much more, according to Luke 18. But even greater is the reward in the age to come. If we follow Christ as his disciple, then we have eternal life. Do we have the mindset to become a disciple? Remember what Peter said? "Nevertheless, at your word, I will." In being his disciple, the Lord may ask us to do things that we don't think are going to work, like laying up treasure in heaven instead of for ourselves, Luke 12. Such as seeking first the kingdom of God, Luke chapter 12, verses 22 through 34, and Matthew 6 and verse 33. You see, the Lord may ask us to do things that we don't yet understand. I mean, why be baptized for the remission of our sins? Mark 16 and verse 16, Acts 2 and verse 38. Why observe the Lord's Supper on the first day of the week? Acts 20 and verse 7. Why not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some? Hebrews 10 and verse 25. Why do we sing and not play instrumental music? Ephesians 5, verse 19, Colossians 3, and verse 16. And why are women not permitted to take a public role in the worship service? Well, Paul addressed that in 1 Corinthians 14, verses 34 through 37. And why are churches not burdened with family responsibilities? 1 Timothy 5, verse 16. For those who are willing to obey Christ, the rewards indeed are great. Our labor is not in vain, as Paul would tell us in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58. And we can look forward to a great reward. We can inherit the kingdom Matthew 25 and verse 34 and 2 Peter 1 and verse 11. Is our mindset that of a disciple? Remember what Peter said? Nevertheless, at your word, I will. Are you willing to become a disciple of Jesus? Nevertheless, at your word, I will. Heed his call and follow him. Nevertheless, at your word, I will put Christ before family, before work, before self. Are you willing to adopt the mindset of a disciple, obeying the word of the Lord, even when it may seem futile or unreasonable, and it may even defy common sense? But I pray that we will always say, nevertheless, at your word, I will. I hope and I pray that everybody has the mindset of a disciple. But Jesus tells us that not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 7, verses 21 through 23. You see, he tells us there in the Sermon on the Mount that there's going to be a lot of people that brag about doing all these good works. And even though they put a tag on it and put Jesus' name with it, he's going to tell you that you're wrong, that you don't have authority. And in the day of judgment, he will sadly tell a lot of people, depart from me, I never knew you. I pray that you will take the word of God and apply it to your life and stick closely to what God says. Don't do what a lot of people in the denominational world do and cling to what man says. You see, we've talked in the past about denominations and things of that nature, and it's always man's thinking. Don't follow what man teaches. Follow what Christ teaches. Now, it may be, as I say in all these lessons, that you disagree with this. Please feel free to contact me if you disagree. But as I keep saying in the past, in all these lessons, bring your Bible and show me book, chapter, and verse for why you think you are right and I am wrong. And I will welcome any discussion. If you'd like to follow up with this or listen to it again, you can go to the church's website, that's churchateastside.com, and look under sermons and you'll find this lesson. And you'll find past lessons, or you find sermons that have been recorded. You'll find our gospel meeting series that has been recorded, if you didn't make it to that. You can find other things there for your benefit. Our bulletin, the Encourager, is listed there, and you can read that. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. If you'd like to join us, we'd be glad to have you with us. We meet at 9 a.m. for Bible study, 10 a.m. for worship, again this evening at 5 p.m. for another period of worship, and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. for a midweek Bible study. We'd be glad to have you with us. We would welcome you. We don't close the doors to anybody if you'd like to join us. If you can't remember this, you can go back to the website. You can look me up on Facebook if you have any questions or comments. Again, thank you for joining me again today.